DJW Mobile.
DJW Mobile, November Yankee 4 Golf, NY4G Mobile.
Ariel, fancy hearing you on the VHF radio this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have to remember I have the net tonight, so I just keep reminding myself, don't forget 9 o'clock tonight. The net is on tonight, and you are the net controller.
I do it. Whatever it takes. I try to set reminders. I have to take medicine at 8 o'clock, and I've never had to take medicine in my life. I tell you what, I've got more alarms set for that just because I cannot remember to do it.
Yeah, well, I guess I have some of the same affliction, too. Sometimes I will forget for the smallest reason, and it's just, it's like 90% of the time I remember and 10% of the time I don't.
Last night, not a net, a meeting, last night at 7, we were supposed to for some of the new net control operators. By the way, we've got four of them queued up to come news to help with some relief. And I remembered the one on Saturday, I remembered the one on Sunday, and I forgot the one last night. I just forgot all about it. But luckily, I didn't see any emails where somebody logged in and I wasn't there, so I think I sneaked under the wire on that one.
I have a happy thought this morning. I proved my physics textbook wrong.
Physics textbook wrong?
Well, all the physics textbooks, even simulations on the internet, show that in satellite motion, as the satellite approaches Earth, it goes faster and gains kinetic energy, and it loses potential energy. But that whole picture is wrong. It's the opposite. And it's the opposite that's been successfully employed by NASA in the Apollo 13 accident and also in the Voyager mission. So the textbooks pictures are wrong, and the simulations on the internet are also wrong.
Well, you know what Brian Cox says about that, the scientist from England or UK, somewhere from over there. He says, you should be elated when you find you're wrong, when you find out we have something that we're doing that is wrong. That should be wonderful, the most wonderful thing ever, because now you're learning. So, wonderful job, Ariel.
Yeah, and I proved it using conservation of energy and Newton's law of gravitation. It all holds together.
Are you going to publish it in a scientific journal so that other scientists can research it and then validate?
It doesn't need research. I mean, we employ it on a daily basis when we deploy satellites. We used it during the Voyager flyby to accelerate Voyager away into outer space. We used it in the Apollo 13 to get the return trajectory back to Earth. We use it all the time, but we just portray pictures in the textbooks wrong because we use the roller coaster analogy. The roller coaster analogy assumes that the acceleration of gravity is constant. It is not. Gravitational acceleration is a function of the distance squared from the mass of body. And it cannot be applied to satellite motion, especially one with a high eccentricity orbit, like a Molniya satellite.
Well, that is fantastic. So they won't have to research it. They can just look at it and say, yeah, you're right. That's pretty cool. I'm proud of you, Ariel.
Yeah, just work out the math. The math works, and the math from Newton and conservation of energy still works. So we don't even have to invoke Einstein's stuff in order to prove it right.
We used that as well to get Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 where they are, right? I mean, we spun around planets to build up velocity to get them to the high enough speed to escape the solar system, and they did it. So it's probably a small error, but an error, no less.
Picket fencing here, it's probably on my end. And because my antenna's not that long.
Well, I'm going down close to the water at Cunningham. I'm headed out towards the transfer station, so I'm at water level up through here at Lake Cunningham right now.
Later, Dave, and good chatting with you, and sharing my good, happy thought this morning.
get you on the net tonight. And again, very proud that you were able to do that. MY4G W4 DJW Mobile.